The countries that attended from the civil society groups include Nigeria, Ghana. We also had a representation from Cameroon, Congo, and Liberia. We also had somebody from Uganda. We also had somebody from Tanzania. Then in terms of the areas that this civil society group discussed extensively with the bank official and the Minister of Finance include agriculture, climate change, a framework for transparency and accountability in the bank. It also discussed issues of mainstreaming people with disability because most projects did not take into consideration of people with disability while implementing those projects. Also, areas that civil society were much interested in include also revenue transparency on extractive issues. We also discussed water. We also discussed on the area of food crisis.
Now, is the bank asking these civil society groups to take certain types of actions to help influence government's economic policies, or is the bank just trying to set up better lines of communication with representatives of groups within a country to improve its own assessment of that country's needs?
Well, the bank throw it on civil society to say that, look, you have the responsibility in your country to ensure that the bank supported assisted projects. At the same time, the bank helping to create this enabling environment of dialogue between the government and the civil society groups, which does not exist in many of the countries in Africa and developing countries. So we see this as an opportunity of engaging at the higher level of government. So it is a good opportunity for many civil society to express some of their concern and frustration to the bank directly without any barrier. It is also another opportunity for the civil society group to tell their government who they will never give them opportunity in their country to dialogue with them to say, look, you can't continue to be borrowing money for Tesla projects. We have borrowed a lot of money and we have not seen the impact, so that whenever you are implementing any project, it is in the interest of the people. And the civil society this time around will now be vigorously monitoring the implementation of this World Bank project in their country.
Well, how long has Transparency International in Nigeria been advocating this type of dialogue with the major international lending institutions, and what type of impact do you think it will have?
Transparency in Nigeria and, of course, Transparency International have been advocating for transparent policy, especially on the issue of anti-corruption and also development agenda for many countries in the world. Second, the serious impact that whole policy dialogue is creating is that it has opened up a door for discussion, dialogue with the government and the IMF and the World Bank. For the first time, the civil society has actually made contribution to the development of the anti-corruption policy in the World Bank. Transparency International led this dialogue, which the bank has accepted. So I think there are a lot of space for civil society to constructively engage the bank and the IMF at international level. The only challenge is to see how this can be mainstream at national level.
Personally, how much involvement do you expect to bring to Nigeria's conduct of international commerce, and what do you hope Transparency International can do to influence the conduct of international and domestic business in Nigeria?
Transparency International and even IMF and World Bank, you know, they have a role to play to ensure that we have a transparent process in Nigeria. One, by ensuring that we have public procurement being implemented in the country. We also deal with the issues of people who have looted the government and they are now moving freely without having any severe punishment. The IMF, World Bank and the Transparency International can play a role by putting pressure on the Nigerian government to ensure that corrupt officials did not sell through. The third thing is to ensure that we also have a broad national agenda that would actually address the issue of fight against corruption. You know, as it is now, we only have a lip service, you know, to the issue of fight against corruption. We need to have a strategic, national strategic action plan on fighting corruption. So I believe that if the bank can equally put pressure on Nigerian government to say that, hey, any, you know, we are not going to do anything